It is time for sports, and we'll bring in Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, let's start right off. Start right off the NFL picks. Get them out of the way. I'm going to take the Chiefs, and I'm going to take the 49ers.
Same here. Nothing different.
Yeah. I think the potential best game will be the Packers 49ers, but you never can tell in the no frickin' logic league. All right. Odell Beckham's actions after the championship game continue to have repercussions. The first repercussions, New York police have issued an arrest warrant for him.
New York?
No, New Orleans. Because when he was, I guess when they were smoking cigars, the police came in to tell him to stop smoking cigars, and Beckham slapped the cop on the rear end, and you know, the cop turned around ready to do something. So they're going to charge him with simple battery. But then after that, college football officials now, they're going to look at their rules for allowing former players and celebrities on the sidelines and in the locker room.
Well, the only reason why they're doing that is because he was slapping money in the kid's hands.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been ex-players from the school on the sidelines forever. And, you know, but they kind of, like, had half a brain and knew how to act, where this guy is just, like, bizarre. He is out of his mind. I saw some more footage of it yesterday where he's just going up and he's peeling off money, putting it in his hand and slapping it on their hand. I mean, what the heck is wrong with you?
But see, that's what, I guess what I'm getting at here is, you know, you can be, you want to be an eccentric player and do occasional things, but what you do is take away, you took away from the locker room scene for the students, for the team, and now you potentially are going to change rules for anybody else that's always followed the rules. It's,
yep.
That's the whole thing. One person, it's the old adage you learn in school, one person's going to ruin it for everybody, but it's true.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, with that, just those actions that he did, he ruined the integrity of the game.
Yeah, it's just, oh, well, so anyways.
I mean, they're supposed to be amateur athletes that are getting their school paid for, which is an extravagant amount of money, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. So he's going around slapping hundreds in your hands. Well, how are you supposed to read that?
Well, now the NCAA is investigating that.
Of course they are.
Yeah, like we talked about the other day. Anyway, so we'll get away from that. We'll go to the Mets. Of course, they came to terms with their manager who never managed a game.
The whole thing is ridiculous. I'm sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
And if people are that gullible to think that the Astros are the only team in baseball that are doing it, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Well, anyways, but that's another. So now the Mets are looking for a manager. The Astros. See what the Astros might bring in to Buck Showalter.
I hope they do.
Yeah, maybe
they won't miss a beat.
No. He's a.
And me for one, I'm a bigger Red Sox and Houston fan this year than ever before because I want them to just stick it to the league.
Yeah.
Because if either of them win this year, now what's going to be the problem?
Yeah. Well,
it's just a joke.
Yeah. All right. So with that stuff out of the way, you said you had some racing for us.
Yeah, we're going down to New Orleans this weekend. Hopefully it'll be warmer than it's going to be here.
New Orleans.
Yeah, where the scene of the crime took place Monday night. A couple races down there. It's like I said, it's a derby prep weekend surrounded by some stakes. The 11th race is the Bradley, Colonel Bradley, 125,000, mile and 16th on the turf. Going to the outside here, one of the California mainstays for the last few years, Joe Talamo, moving tack out of California. He's going to be riding at Oaklawn Park starting next weekend. But for this weekend, he goes home to the fairgrounds. He has a mount in this race, the 10-horse Parlor. Sit just off the pace. This horse has just got claimed, ran second and last time out in an $80,000 race. Maker's a good trainer off the claim. This horse runs well over the track the one time he ran on it. I'm going to use the 10 Parlor at 10-1 in this race. Another horse, I'm going to use the 9 Midnight Tea Time. This horse has run at fairgrounds three times, hit the board three times. Been off since the beginning of December when it ran at Turfway Park. Prior to that, in a Grade 3 at Keeneland, this horse was not disrespected. Ran a real even race around the track against better horses than this. So we're going to, and this horse is 12-1. So we're going to go with the 9-10 in this race, and we're going to throw in the horse way in the outside, Mr. Misunderstood. This horse has 5 starts at Fairgrounds with 3 wins. He's a lightly bet morning line favorite at 7-2. So it's a real good betting race. There's 14 horses in the race, but I'm expecting about 10 to go because a couple of cross entered on a dirt race. So in this race, we're going to go to 9, 10, 14 exacta box. The next race is the 12th. It's the race for the fillies. The Silver Bullet Day, these are 3-year-old fillies prepping toward the Kentucky Oaks. This brings 8 horses together here. Some decent horses in here. Got to read between the lines a little bit. I'm going to go right straight to the outside. I'm going to go to the 7-horse Portrait, trained by Brad Cox. Horse hasn't been seen since September, but it's training well. This horse is bred to go to 2 turns. Brad Cox has Giroux on for the mount. This horse probably sit middle of the pack, make a move, try to get the lead. And another horse I'm going to use in here is the 8-horse, She Can't Sing. This horse has 1 race on going 2 turns on the dirt on a fast track, breaking her maiden at Churchill Downs. The horse won by 7 that day, beating 9 horses. This horse looks to me like it's going to be the speed of the race. Say Catch Me If You Can. There's not a lot of speed in the race, and I think She Can't See and gets the job done. So I'm going to go with a 7-8-8-7 exacta and put a few bucks on the 8 horse. That's the 12th race at the Fairgrounds. And like I said, the 13th race, that's the LeCompte, draws a big, big field of 14. So trips are going to mean a lot in here. So don't be prepared to take such a short price. Make sure you take a pretty decent look at this. 3 horses I'm looking at. 1 is the 7, Halo, again, trained by Steve Asmussen. This will be my top pick in the race. This horse broke his maiden going 7 furlongs at Churchill Downs in October. Ran in one of those late-season stakes races up at Woodbine, going 1 1/8. So this horse can get the distance, made a nice run that day, got a decent buyer for a 2-year-old, which it was last year, and is undefeated, 2-for-2. So I'm going to go with Talamo on Halo again on top. 2 horses I'm going to use underneath. 1 is the 10-horse, Enforceable, Marquez's horse. This horse won going 1 1/8 on the dirt up in Saratoga this year. Came back in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland, ran a nice race to get 3rd at almost 20-1. Caught the slop, still ran decently at Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Jockey Club. 15-1 with Leperoux in here is a real attractive price, which is the reason why I'm using them. So I'm going with a 7-10, and I'm going to throw in the 13, Sycamore Run. This horse has won over the Fairground Strip, albeit at 6 furlongs on a sloppy track. But since that race has come back with real nice works for Joe Sharp, this horse is by Street Sense, so distance should not be a problem. And we're going to make a 3-horse exacta box in the LeCompte tomorrow, the 7, 10, 13. And like I said, I'm going to put a few bucks on the 7-horse to win. So a nice day of racing at Fairgrounds. If you look at the undercard, there's some real attractive maiden races and a couple other small stakes. So a good day of racing tomorrow at the Fairgrounds. There's some stakes at Gulfstream and a couple of stakes at Tampa. So pretty good day of racing tomorrow all over the place.
All right. I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll check with you Monday, see what else blew up in baseball, football, and college football.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's sports news, but not the type of sports news you want to talk about.
No, it's really, really, really bizarre, boy, I'll tell you.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
That is Mike Causey with a check on sports here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.